This is Don Fass from San Francisco, and we're all reaching up.
This is Crystal Lewis with Don on Reaching Up on the Celebrate Radio Network worldwide.
This is Don Fass. Real time, we're in Amsterdam right now, right near Museum Square, on a trip that's also included 3 stays in London, Brussels, Rome, Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, and New York City. Wait until you hear the sights and sounds and incredible interviews that we've been doing for you. We'll broadcast them in many Reaching Up shows over the next 6 months. Meanwhile, we've interviewed numerous artists back home, including Mercy Me, Phil Joel, Natalie Grant, the OC Supertones, and as you've just heard, Matthew West and the legendary Pat Boone. Today, back in Anaheim, we've got the wonderful Crystal Lewis.
Day.
Crystal Lewis appears in a new movie called The Wilds, inspired by Pilgrim's Progress. She's performed with Bono and on the Grammys. She's had a number of number one hits. She starred on Nickelodeon, and she's been at Harvest Crusades since the beginning. Crystal Lewis joins me now from Anaheim. This is Don Fast, and we always say we're backstage, whatever that means, but we're here somewhere sort of under Angel Stadium with Crystal Lewis, who I've seen here last year.
Yeah.
I loved your performance and worship. How many years is this for you at Harvest?
This is my 21st year here.
So all 21 years that it's been here?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
How has it changed for you experientially in those 21 years?
Well, there's things that have changed, and then on the same token, there's lots of things that have remained the same. You know, it's largely the same group of people behind the scenes, which I think is so wonderful, this family sort of team spirit that goes on behind the scenes. I think, obviously, music changes over the years, and so it's been really fun for me to see the different artists that have come and gone, you know, from year to year. But as far as the message, you know, that just remains the same, and I'm thrilled that people are still coming and still realizing how important the truth is.
Now, of course, Harvest also takes place in other cities. I think New Zealand this year?
Yes, New Zealand next year.
In Seattle and Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And all that. Do you go around to different cities? Or
I have in years past. I've gone to most of them in years past. I'm not sure what this year holds just yet, but it's always really, really fun. I always compare it to home games and away games. And so home games are really fun. They're their own special thing. And then away games are always just as fun to get to meet new people and have new experiences. So they're all good.
I know we don't have a lot of time today, but I still want you to tell our listeners how you got started in all this, not just Harvest, but in music.
Well, I was fortunate enough to be born into a Christian home. My dad is a minister. Actually, he pastored a church here in Anaheim for 18 years or so. So all of my childhood, basically, I grew up here. And as a teenager, as a 15-year-old or so, I went to an audition for a Christian musical. And it was through that that I met some people, became part of a band called Wild Blue Yonder, and then eventually did a solo record for a company which at the time was based here in Orange County called Frontline Records. And I did a few solo albums with them, and then my husband and I started a label of our own in 1992. Got married very young at 19, so we've been married pretty much my entire career. So
and Harvest Crusades, your entire
my first Harvest Crusade was just a few months after I was married. So,
but now you're in the wilds of Montana, I think I read.
Yes, I am indeed. Yeah, we love it.
You've won Dove Awards as Best Female Vocalist, all kinds of other accolades, performed all over the place. What would you still like to do that you haven't done?
That's a good question. I'm getting ready to do something that I never dreamed I would do, which is actually write and record with my kids, who are teenagers, and I never dreamed that they would pass me up musically, but they have already, I believe, are way ahead where I was at 14, 15, 16. So I'm excited to get to work with them and then at some point pass the baton on to them and let them get to do what I've done.
We're broadcasting this year's Harvest all around the world on satellite. What would you like to tell people outside of Anaheim about what to take away from the next 3 days?
Well, I would hope that people are praying about the message that their own lives convey in their own communities. You know, we do this here in Anaheim, and like you mentioned, we do it in other states and cities around the country and around the world. And the reason we do those things is we just go into communities and partner with them and get them to sort of be a catalyst for change in their own homes, in their own churches, in their own neighborhoods, in their own schools. And so people who are listening online or via satellite, they can do the same thing. They can think about their own life. What am I conveying with the life that I live? and the things that I do and the things that I say, am I a catalyst for change in my own world, you know, in my own little circle? So maybe this will be some sort of inspiration and motivation for them to go out and live right.
Reaching Up with Don Fess. Don Fess.
There's a lot of hurting in this society, in this world, maybe even some in you. But the surest way to change things is to be a blessing. Who can you help? Be a friend to. Show some love to. Be the change you want to see. Be a blessing to someone today and every day. This message from Street Cats, One Heart for Kids, and Celebrate Radio.
We will choose to be a blessing for life.
He gives beauty for ashes, strength. For morning, peace for despair. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear. Gladness for morning, peace for despair. When sorrow seems to surround you, when suffering hangs heavy on your head, know that tomorrow brings wholeness and healing. God knows your need, just believe what He said.
He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear,
gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. When what you've done keeps you from moving, when fear wants to make itself at home in your heart, know that forgiveness brings wholeness and healing. God knows your need. What is there?
He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear,
gladness for mourning, peace for despair.
He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear,
gladness for mourning, peace for despair. I once was lost, but God has found me. Though I was then made righteous in His sight, a display of His splendor all can see. I once was lost, but God has found me. Though I was bound, I've been set free. I've been made righteous in His sight, a display of His splendor all can see.
Ooh. He gives me beauty for ashes,
strength for fear, gladness for gives
beauty for ashes,
strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beauty for ashes,
strength for fear,
gladness for mourning, peace for despair.
He gives beauty for ashes,
strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair, peace for despair,
peace for despair,
peace for despair. He gives peace for despair.
Please write us. Just go to reachinguprradio.com and click email us on the left-hand side of the page. That's reachinguprradio.com to write us. Please send us your comments.
Mel the clouds up, sin inside.
new music, new hope. Our new CD with King Crimson's Adrian Belew, Peter Paul and Mary's Peter Yarrow, Zender, Tom Paxton, Brian Duncan, Pam Thumb, The Bittersweets, Craig Taubman, Debbie Friedman, and many more. Incredible music benefiting children in need all over the world. A great gift for yourself or others at cdbaby.com, oneheartforkids.com. New music, new hope. The exciting, uplifting album that helps people all over the world. Get it, play it, enjoy it, give it, and help kids all over the world. New music, new hope. Also at reachingupradio.com. Reachingupradio.com.
This is Crystal Lewis with Dawn on Reaching Up on the Celebrate Radio Network worldwide.
Lord, I'm ready now. I'm waiting for your triumphant return. This world has nothing for me. I find my peace and joy solely in you. Only in you. I want the world to see you're alive and living well in me. Let me be a part of the harvest, for the days are few. You're coming soon. So people get ready, Jesus is coming soon. We'll be going home. People get ready, Jesus is coming to take from the world alone. People get ready, Jesus is coming soon. We'll be going home. People get ready, Jesus.
This is Don Fass. Join us next weekend and keep reaching up.
Please write us. Just go to reachingupradio.com and click email us on the left-hand side of the page. That's reachingupradio.com to write us. Please send us your comments.
This is the Celebrate Radio Network.
Celebrate Radio Network.
From Montreal to Rio. New York to Moscow.